Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to episode 107 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Helen Gould.
Lydia Nicholas.
Bryn Monroe.
And Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Azu.
Sasha Racket.
Hamid Salahun Artahan.
Grizzop Drick at Amsterdam.
And how are you all feeling? How are you all feeling about how things are going? Everything going good? Going bad?
It's all a bit weird.
It's all gone a bit weird.
I really like it.
It's good.
Wait, so that means you like
trauma.
Torture?
I like getting answers from people.
With violent torture. You're like the American government.
We're not torturing anyone. So, we're just threatening someone, which is fine.
As a very quick recap, because things took a weird turn. You managed
did.
To sort of infiltrate and discover a bunch of, let's call them chassis for the simulacrum, dotted around the warehouses, and then you blew up some people, blew them up again.
Oh yeah, we blew up those
blew them up again. shot a bunch of made some dogs sleep. They'll be waking up soon.
Oh,
and then basically a person turned up. So you shot them and they disappeared. Then a body turned up. You didn't shoot them. And it was Barrett. That's pretty much where we're at right now, yeah?
Yeah, and he keeps talking about them and apparently they have some sort of necromantic ability to make
and
his
life. Hades.
Oh, and the Cult of Hades. Yes,
Cult of Hades. That was the stinger at the end of the last episode.
So we'll pick up exactly where we left off.
Which is with a knife right under Barrett's jawline.
Exactly where he should be.
Cold steel is the ice one.
Cold steel. Oh, that sounds nice.
So, what do we know about the Cult of Hades?
Everyone give me either a knowledge history or knowledge religion, whichever you have high. If you have neither, still roll. The maximum you can get is a 10.
Knowledge.
Oh, critical fail.
Oh, no.
Critical fail from Grizzop.
So a 6.
It wasn't killing things, so...
God of life and the sun?
Knowledge local. That's the only knowledge I've got.
Give me knowledge local.
But only if you're in the underworld.
13.
13 on knowledge local.
I got 25 on knowledge religion.
Oh, look at you, Azu. Yeah. See, you listen to the sexy bits. Sweet. You listen to the cool bits. That's what it is.
That's one of the lectures that wasn't being given by Aaron Fairhand.
Exactly. So it all landed straight
in. She was able to concentrate.
Hannah, do you have anything?
Just squeeing.
No. Okay.
I didn't even roll.
So
I don't have any appropriate knowledges.
It's known widely, it's known that, Romans summoned things or made deals with things and monsters, blah. You know from your teachings that as far as the story that you have been told goes, it was specifically the cult of Hades came to Caesar and offered him a chance to conquer all of his enemies. And they were the ones who sort of brought all of the monsters and the so on. And there hasn't been a cult of Hades since. None of you have any references of, like, a cult of Hades. As far as you are concerned, the cult of Hades effectively pushed Rome over the edge into iniquity, let's call it. Mm. True evil. And then when the meritocrats came, they were abolished. They ceased to exist. There is no formal order of Hades.
Mm. Oh. The cult of what and the who now? Hades?
God of death, also the cult was bad and was the ruin of Rome.
Oh, that's bad.
They brought all the monsters and things.
Oh, right, so...
They were meant to have been disbanded and, you know, put away and things.
And they're not.
I say, looking at Barrett.
Apparently not.
Apparently not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't just repeat what I say.
He goes very quiet.
That was Alex fighting to make an annoying NPC.
It was. Well, in fairness, Barrett's the original annoying NPC.
Oh, he's no Carter. No.
He predates Wild, though.
Yeah, but he wasn't annoying. No, he was actually quite...
He was actually threatening.
Threatening and sinister. Yeah.
Mighty fall.
Yeah.
This is very dangerous.
Right, okay. So do you think that with the whole...
Well, so tell us more. I mean, you don't just leave a vague implication about a barely heard of cult. What are you actually saying?
I don't really follow the question, as in they're the ones. You asked me who...
Right, so they're the squizzards.
So the cult of Hades was working for
what
you?
What is a squizzard?
You know, the squid thing that you, with a robe.
Yeah, the tentacle.
We killed it. Your lot.
It's a portmanteau of squid and wizard.
It's a very clever joke, actually.
Callimachus.
Right.
That one was my one.
It was.
Kind of looks at Sasha.
He can't. He can't turn his head because there's a knife.
He tries to turn to Sasha, stabs himself a little bit and stops. So, I don't know what...
What do they want?
Ah, there we go. Pretty certain they want what they've always wanted.
Which is?
I mean... The whole domination thing? I mean, like old habits.
End of the world?
I don't know, presumably. They don't
Hang on a minute.
Tell me these things.
So the guy who was working for you, what was the arrangement you had with him? It. Them.
Yes. So you were asking who it was that incapacitated me.
Don't mess us around.
I'm not. You asked who incapacitated me. The person who incapacitated me was, yes, that aide.
Right. When you kidnapped us in London,
helpful than I was led to
believe. Just shut up! When you kidnapped us in London and threatened us,
I didn't threaten you.
I'm this close, Barrett. My hand turns back into a claw.
Don't antagonise him.
And it turns back into a hand.
I'm saying I didn't threaten him.
I think
this person was working for you or with you. What was the basis of that arrangement?
A long time ago, I made the acquaintance of one of the older crime lords, shall we say. Certainly before Sasha's time. Probably before most of your time, actually. And, let's say they bequeathed me the aid of this person, for lack of a better word.
Right. And you treated this person as another one of your employees?
They were very useful.
And did that relationship change? I recall
he looks down through his swollen black eye.
I ignore him and you.
Correct.
When you spoke to me recently through the ring, you said that you had been keeping the cult from us. I imagine you became more aware of their real level of power more recently. Would you like to expand on how exactly that shift in dynamic happened, please?
No, I wouldn't like to expand
the
on how that shift...
The knife goes deeper. Like, it's actually cut his skin now.
Okay. Very simple. They were quite happy to offer me the aid that I believed was coming from an own source, right up until you all went, should we say, stab happy? They don't take kindly to you actively interfering. Certainly not to limiting what I would expect to be quite small numbers of the cult.
They weren't happy that we took one of them down so easily.
Apparently. They don't tell me a lot, or at anything at all, it would seem.
I'd be annoyed if I underestimate somebody and it just turned out that they were just very, very competent. Like
well,
us.
Clearly they weren't. You did manage to eliminate them quite quickly. Oh, you're talking about yourselves, sure.
So what exactly do they want? What is their goal? Other than some nebulous, ill-defined concept of world domination. What have they actively worked towards while you have been working with them? And let's just be clear. Let's just remind you of this situation. You are in our power. You have begged us to keep you protected from these people. We made it very clear that that would depend on exactly how cooperative you are. So cut out the attitude.
So, let's just say it was them that originally suggested I get in touch in the first case. Obviously not with yourself, Sasha. That's a long-standing relationship. But certainly regarding the matter with the Serpentines, the unpleasantness that was all tied to that, very, very much I was advised at the time to get involved. Apparently ill-advised.
So, do we have anything else we want to ask him, or should we just...
I feel like he should continue. I feel like that's really only the beginning of the story, and I'm getting very, very impatient, Barrett.
So these are the guys. They were there at the beginning. So this is after the simulacrum was demonstrated, and then they've been around the whole time.
Oh no, much earlier than that. I mean,
and
they were the ones who originally proposed the disappearing of all of the children in Other London. I suppose. Well, not all of the children, but you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Oh, you do. There was Rooftop Charlie. I forget all their names. What was his name? Begins with a B. Anyway, all of the look, they've been advising in matters for a long time. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I can't give you 30 years of administration.
Give us the edited highlights from the incident with the Serpentine Gang, whatever they were called, until now. I want to know how your relationship with them has changed over the last 3 to 6 months.
And you provided them brains, and you knew that the brains... But the brains were going...
No, I didn't.
...to the...
No, I didn't.
You provided them people.
Yes, I did.
Who were made into brain fuel.
Okay.
And you knew that.
No.
I'm sure you knew.
He didn't. Maybe he didn't know.
I suspect
he didn't care.
More accurate. More accurate, yes. Look, as it stands,
No. She just takes her dagger and away from his throat and just walks off.
Okay.
Just walks out of sight.
I'm sure everything's rather highly strung right now. Edited highlights it was, yes. They have been advising for a long time. Once the simulacrum poked their heads up, their advice became more insistent, less suggestive, shall we say. However, looking back, it becomes readily apparent to me that maybe not all of the ideas I had were my own. Suffice it to say, when your investigation started, I began some of my own. And through doing so, came to realise I may have been underestimating my aid. And then, when things escalated and continued to escalate, apparently I was found to be more worth in my current state than my former. Please tell me that's sufficient detail.
So
it's very hot out here.
It's the middle of the night.
It's very cold out here.
So
it's actually pleasantly cool out here. It's nowhere near cold enough.
Oh, don't taunt us. so they're running London now?
I mean, He looks genuinely thrown by that question. Have none of you been watching the...
We haven't been able to keep up very well with the news from London. What is the status?
Last time I heard, I mean, I'd lost most of my territories. I know the others had it as well.
Who were the factions in the war?
There's no factions.
Who was taking them back?
No one. It was just chaos. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that was quite helpful.
So, these Hades Squizzards told you to get in touch with this lot, right?
Well, you knew we were investigating the simulacrum. If the simulacrum's interesting to them, the way to keep tabs on our situation.
But you told me that no one knew you were on that mission except for the meritocrats. So, that means that
there's a leak.
The Cold of Hades is inside the meritocrats, right?
Well, no, because...
Definitely, yes. I mean, not necessarily regarding that, but I mean, come on.
So the initial attack on the simulacrum, the follow-up to that is where we encountered Barrett, and that's where I had this ring. So that was before the secret follow-up mission, but he would have had inside information.
Okay, so that wasn't in the secret bit.
Not necessarily.
But you're still saying there are people...
Well, he didn't want to be handed back into meritocratic custody because he thought that...
He tries to look at Sasha Khan and be like, well, I mean, let's put it this way. If I can infiltrate the meritocracy, I'm pretty certain they can.
Who are your agents working inside the meritocrats?
What, all of them?
Yes.
Start from the top.
I get out a pen and paper. Literally.
I'm trying to think how best to do this.
We're still working down this to-do list, Aaron.
I don't just want to sit and list names for an hour.
Just say he lists... I'm trying to decide. Hamid is going to write them down.
He does. He lists a bunch of names. In fairness, he lists about six names.
That all?
Well, I mean, they each have their own cell. That's how these things work.
I fold up the piece of paper and put it back into the bag of holding.
Now, I can't stress this enough. If you don't have any means of shielding from scrying, they're almost certainly coming for us.
Seems pretty likely. I put the gag back on him and just gesture to you two to walk a little way away from him.
Okay.
Leaving him tied up and
hog-tied, gagged in the middle of the
So what are we going to do?
Oh, I think just off him. We can't protect him, and he's horrible.
I mean, he certainly deserves to be punished for his crimes, but
he's caused so much suffering that really we should just send him on and let the gods deal with it.
I mean, I'm a big believer in the justice system that in this world rather than the next world. I understand that.
Azu looks very conflicted.
Can we see Sasha?
No.
I'm gonna call out. Sasha?
She'll probably walk out from the shadow of a...
cactus or something.
A tiny cactus.
I love the idea that you're there with one hand off either side. You sidestep out from behind the cactus.
I just couldn't be that close to him and not kill him any longer.
We're deciding what we should do with him.
You should give him to Wild so you can get all the information that he has.
I should be explicit. Wild was not one of the six names. Just to be overtly clear, I realise I have a tendency to occasionally skip things without realising his name was not on the list.
But he's worried that the meritocrats are going to be infiltrated by the Cult of Hades, so I think best just...
Well, everything's infiltrated. I mean, there might be more information he can give. I don't know if I want to know it.
Not everything's going to be infiltrated. Probably not the cults, because if any clerical paladin of a particular god pledged to another god, they'd lose their powers. It'd be really obvious.
I mean, and infiltration, it has different meanings. Like, there's a difference between having control and having agents inside an organisation. Like, if we turn him over to the meritocrats, they might still, the people who are working for the right things might still be able to get some useful information, but... It doesn't mean we're necessarily handing him into the control of the cult. The cult might be able to access. It's going to be complicated.
If we can find somebody who can cast Zone of Truth, we could try this again. But really, we're in the middle of a desert. We've got a tied up man.
Just leave him.
Throw him to a manticore. No, that's probably too much. I'll just shoot him in the head.
Azu, you look a bit conflicted.
I am conflicted.
What do you think we should do?
I think that maybe we should give him over to Wild. I think
he'll just get eaten up by the justice system and spat back out like Carter was. They can't be trusted. The only actual law is the divine law, right? We can hand him into one of the cults, but
give me a moment. Can I cast Detect Evil on Barrett?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, so I have a bit of a weird relationship with this, just to give a bit of context. Yes, you can use detect good and detect evil to just detect if someone's good or evil, but I always thought you ought to be able to a degree detect, like, you know, if something's like the ultimate evil, it should probably show up more than just, you know.
You essentially see their aura.
So that's my point. As a GM, like, I'm just, this is a bit of a house rule that I need to remind listeners for, is that I tend to play with it a little bit more so you can detect more than just good or bad. Like, you know, it's a spectrum.
Helpful.
You detect evil, and you detect evil. However, you don't detect, let's call it otherworldly evil. You know, like, a literal devil and stuff like that.
Like the manticores?
So, like, the manticores were, they were literally, I think they're aberration, if I remember correctly.
They're pure.
So they're quite literally, like, embodiments of types of evil and stuff. He isn't registering as that. He's a long way from neutral, though. Never mind good.
Am I able to detect, like, possibility for change?
Definitely not.
That is not how anything works, I'm afraid. You know what? Yeah, you sense a small glimmer of
no!
So his aura is basically, I'm a really reprehensibly horrible human being, but not, like, corrupted by something beyond...
You know what? I'll give you a scale of... He registers less than serial killer, you know, the kind of people that are, like,
really?
Running
he's
around
killed
with...
Really? But he is a serial killer.
Yes. He registers less than someone who goes on a massive killing spree.
But...
He thought he was doing it for good reasons rather than just for personal pleasure.
Compartmentalizes it.
Yeah. To be fair, that's neutralness, isn't it? Just doing it for power,
that's true. Right,
I guess.
Well, no, that's evilness, but it's not the worst kind of evil. I mean, we're trying to grade
more
lawful
evil.
Lawful evil.
I'd say that neutral is often when good people fail to do nothing rather than...
I do not wish to kill him, but we can leave him here.
Oh, well, that... I mean, okay, at
I
that
think
point...
that's worse.
That really is definitely worse. Like, give him a quick death. Don't hand him back over to the Cult of Hades or let him die of thirst in the desert.
I'm going to take a break as never mind Azu, as Helen has to negotiate this moral quandary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome back. Have we made any progress on the Barrett problem?
Well, during the break, but Ben, what did you suggest?
So I suggested that as he gets in a tram, we put Barrett on one track.
and as he gets a stomachache, then kill him. Kill him.
All right, Sasha, you've got the most history, like, you've got the best judge of him.
Do you want to kill him, Sasha? Not personally, I mean, do you think we should?
She walks over to Barrett so that he can actually see her for the first time and breathes in and out and just says, I forgive you, Barrett.
Ooh, he looks shocked at that.
You didn't care. All this time, you didn't. And I think that's because no one cared about you. You know, you didn't care about Brock. It wasn't to punish me you took him away. You just didn't care. You didn't think there was anything worth caring about. I think you should be locked up. I don't think you're as important as you thought you were. You should be locked up and not know what's going to happen next and know that you are not important for what happens to the world or to me, because you're not important. Just a man on the floor.
Give me a sense motive.
Which is very bad at that.
It's true.
Like, this is going to be... This is... Oh, no, actually, so that's 8 plus 7. That's 15 for those working along at home. Pause and do your arithmetic.
So he's not trying to hide anything. You reckon you might have actually found the one way you could have possibly actually reached to him in any way, as in got through rather than, like, redeemed. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He actually shows what might be an emotional response to what you've said, which you're pretty certain you've never seen. I mean, God knows
the
what emotion is.
The best dagger of all is emotional.
We're going to tie you up, strap you to a camel, like luggage, and we're going to take you to a boring place, probably Grizzop's lot. They're a bit more functional. And you're going to get locked up in a boring room. I mean, their architecture is so dull, it's hard even to hide. And then you'll stay there and you won't know what's happening next, and it won't matter. Yeah.
So we're all just, I think, standing.
I look to the two of you and be like, shrug slightly and be like, is that okay?
I'm not going over there. this is definitely a Barrett and Sasha thing. I'm not getting involved.
Can you get Topaz?
Right, so I think Grizzop should stay here, and Azu, you should go down to the city, because we need Topaz. Do you want to go with them to the city, or do you want to stay here, Sasha?
You can take him. Do you think the Aphrodite lot would take him, Grizzop?
Well, we should take it, like, the people who arrest people are the meritocratic police force, not the temples necessarily.
Grizzop? Yeah, you know that stuff like this happens with Artemis all the time.
They'll take him. They'll probably trust them better than the meritocrats right now.
Okay. You can tell the meritocrats that we know they're infiltrated. You can tell Wild that. I mean,
well,
so we know we can't.
I've got the list of names now.
Yeah.
Well.
Do you think
also,
he knows all of them?
There is something worth mentioning. It's something I mentioned before, but is just objectively known by all of you, which is that within the temples themselves, they have their own jurisdiction. There is an ancient treaty with the meritocrats, which is you stay on condition that you know, help. But that means that within their temples, it is their jurisdiction. Rules like, you know, the old medieval thing of, like, sanctuary and stuff, those are still in effect. But you better hope that whoever you yell sanctuary at is going to listen, because no one can come in and get you if they don't like it, if you see what I mean.
Sure.
Lock him up. And the meritocrats, maybe they can come in and ask him questions, but we need to tell them that they can't trust anyone. And you think that list is everyone.
No,
you think,
but it's a good place to start.
She leans over Barrett and says, you think that you know all their agents? You think that they tell you everything?
He looks enough. Concerned. Looks actively concerned.
Take him to the temple. Lock him up.
Yeah, give me a sec.
Leave him there.
I'll pull a letter out of my bag, scribble a note, and hand over.
Okay, so we'll go down to the city, and you want to stay here, Sasha?
I think...
I mean, we're a few hours from dawn. It's possible a change of guard will turn up at some point.
I mean, then they'll just get arrows in the neck.
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying...
We'll take them.
Okay.
There you go.
Looks like it's you and me then, Azu, and the luggage.
Hiya, Topaz. So... I think it's worth me accelerating time unless anyone has something that they want to do imminently.
No. The dogs! Sasha plays with the dogs.
They wake up.
The dogs wake up.
Yeah.
They are not interested in you unless you actively do things to provoke them.
No, she's going to go and get some of the meat that was in a pile.
They're more scared than anything
throw
else.
Throw the meat to some of the dogs.
I swear, if you...
What a dog!
Brutor 2.
Both of the sleeping dogs. Not interested.
Should have let them lie.
So I'm going to accelerate time. First things first.
They'll have their day.
Let's deal with who is heading into town.
Hammond and Azu.
Split the party.
Hammond, Azu, and Barrett. Yes. Yeah. So Hammond and Azu. I'm going to deal with you first, and then I'll jump back to Grizzop and Stasher. So Hammond and Azu, you head off. It's easier traveling at night. You know, it's cooler. You head down, and you see that the lights of the city, whilst on, are subdued.
Oh, Damascus is on a coast, right?
No, it is near a coast. Let me dig up something to check one thing for you.
I want to take these two rings.
It is exactly 80 kilometres inland from the Mediterranean, which is sheltered by mountains and supplied water by the Barada River.
There's the two rings I've put in a bag of holding, because an extra menstrual space is the safest place for them.
Correct. So, heading down towards the city, it's quiet. There doesn't appear to be much afoot.
We're in the wee small hours now.
Yeah, it's not even like... I mean, let's be perfectly explicit. There are not the sounds of a mobilising martial force powering towards the warehouses, as far as you can tell. You see the odd drunk, you see the odd furtive person in an alleyway and so on, but nothing that particularly grabs your attention. Where are you heading to specifically, I need to know?
The local Temple of Artemis.
Yeah, we'd like to find the Temple of Artemis first, I think.
Temple of Artemis is locked up tight. It doesn't mean there's no one there. Like, it shuts down for the night, and you know, the Artemis lock alight. Shutters, barricades, you know, it's all there. It looks a little bit more like a fortification and a little castle than anything else, but nonetheless, yeah, you arrive outside the Temple of Artemis. There is no one around.
I knock on the door.
There's a scrape as the lower of the two, which is aimed at sort of halfling height, opens, and you see a pair of eyes looking out.
Hello, I'm really sorry to bother you in the middle of the night.
They look up and see Azu. Hello.
We've been working with one of your colleagues. He wrote a note for you guys.
Gestures?
Yeah, I hand the note through the slit.
Before they take it, they go, in Arabic, you read it first.
Okay.
I read it.
Hello.
It's actually written like that.
These guys have got a bad one. Let them keep it. Thanks, Grizzle.
And then presumably like a number.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. One sec. A few minutes pass. There's a gentle breeze, maybe a little dust devil blows down the street. Barrett shifts a bit. All right. And then, like, I've said it before, I want to say Sallyport. I just like the word. The smaller door in the bigger door opens, and you see a incredibly rugged-looking elderly woman. Full leather armour, like, full bow, full quiver. Like, it looks like they're about to go out hunting in the forest.
Ah, so dress for bed, then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, real light kind of linens. Go on, then.
Which way?
Go on.
I let Azu carry the body, because obviously.
Yeah, I sling him over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes.
Yep. Yeah. Gesture you in, they close the door and bar it before anything else. Bar it again. So, yeah, she starts walking down. It is stone, even if that isn't the building material for a lot of around here. This one is. You go past what is clearly like a large banqueting hall, let's call it. Big, long tables. Obviously, all of the lighting's quite dim at the moment. You notice it's all candles and old style. It isn't the newer gas and electrical lights that you've seen around. And they lead you through right to the back, and then they lead you down to the basements. Don't touch anyone.
Oh, of course not.
Not a good idea.
What do you mean, don't touch? Why would I touch anyone?
Good. They head down the stairs, and you find yourself in what is effectively a cell block. Heading past, you see there's a couple of clearly people who are in what is effectively a drunk tank. You see one is what appears to be someone in similar leathers to the person who let you in, sat cross-legged on the floor, head bowed. They seem to be meditating or something. There's a few others, and then right at the end, they open one. Chuck them in, then.
I do.
Clang. Well, on time at some point. Tell Grizzop, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell him he's got a week to claim him, do the paperwork.
Okay. I'd like to tell you just a bit more about the situation, but could we do it somewhere out of earshot of the prisoner?
Does it matter?
Yes. Well, I think there's some relevant information.
All right. I'm going to jump to Sasha and Grizzop. The night wears on.
Yeah, I would prep to have a view over the road coming up to the thing so that if a change of guard comes, mm-hmm. we see them in advance mm-hmm. and, I don't know, shoot them. Mm-hmm. Or... just, well, I mean, they are evil, but then they're evil shift work, you know? Yeah. In this economy.
Well, then maybe you should just, like, temp kill them.
I mean, there's no ethical work under capitalism.
Anyway. So you're basically taking an overwatch position.
And I'm going to patrol and make sure the manticores aren't playing up.
No, yeah, they seem to be calming. You notice they do tend to get a bit more active when you're near. Lots of snuffling sounds and scraping, but...
Okay.
Should we feed them?
No, if they starve to death, then great.
Okay, they won't go crazy.
Dunno, never dealt with one before. Yeah. But
you didn't even do well on your knowledge nature, did you? So you know they're not a good creature. In terms of time-wise, dawn breaks, and then a little bit more time passes. Both of you give me a perception check.
Oh dear, only 17.
21.
Grizzop, you hear the sound of an approaching carriage.
Oh, we got one. Something coming here.
All right, hiding outside the gates, but like
gates. I mean,
twisted metal puddle.
Yeah, but like somewhere that
the carriage
like,
draws near.
Above we the sort of place that we were watching from when we were scouting out before. So
the shattered remnants of the watch.
Yes.
Boxes.
What? No, because you want to be outside so that they didn't see you. You want to be in the landscape.
Oh, so you're up near the sort of overwatching ridge.
Yeah.
I get you.
And I will wait in the gate.
Mm-hmm. So the carriage enters sort of bow range and you see it approach. You recognise it as the cabbie. He seems to be kind of bobbing along.
He sees the
annihilation and kind of pulls short.
What do you want?
Oh, I figured that you'd all probably still be here. Thought I might get a second fare. I didn't see anything.
No, you didn't.
Nope. Didn't see it. Turns the carriage around.
Bye.
He sets off and heads back down the mountain.
Gotta respect that opportunity.
Sasha comes down and chat like, "Was that the?"
That was a cabin. Okay.
Jumping back to Hamid and Azu. Rather than playing out the whole RP conversation, because you're going to be repeating a lot of stuff we've heard, just give me a cliff notes that you pass on.
I explain he's a crime boss, that the meritocrats will definitely want to interview him, but it's possible that in his role as a crime boss, he has agents working inside meritocratic forces, so don't let them do it alone.
The woman who let you in seems completely unfazed by
this.
I'm
not expecting her to be. I'm
completely
just be like
mm-hmm,
this is
mm-hmm.
what I would probably say.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I also tell her about the scrying possibility and
the Cult of Hades.
They'll try and scry. It's like, I wouldn't worry. Yeah, Cult of Hades, at which point it's a... Pardon?
he said the Cult of Hades were after him.
Right.
We have reason to believe he's actually telling the truth. It's possible we may have encountered some of their members.
Right.
So
I know it makes us seem like crazy people. I don't expect you to necessarily believe us, but just be aware.
Hope they don't botch their sense motive. They don't. Yeah, okay. Might have to tell the
higher-ups
about that.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Great.
We'll also be starting to spread the word.
Cool.
That they seem to still exist.
They kind of stand there a little bit like,
thanks for your help.
Okay. Great.
There's just such a cult of non-plus. What's that? No, what's the opposite of non-plus? The opposite of non-plus.
Unplussed.
The cult of unfazedness.
Yeah.
Unminused.
Pretty much. Yep.
Okay.
By the way, they introduce themselves as Ilana.
Yeah.
Aww. And Ilana...
Not overwhelmed or underwhelmed. Just the whelmed. Artemis lot are just whelmed. Just whelmed.
Elana shows you out. Remember, 1 week. Closes the door.
We should go find.
Enter game. You're getting bonus XP for picking the right religious group to hand in Christmas to.
We're the best.
Yeah. Well, it'd be more like, oh, does he need tea? Aphrodite, please. Please.
We should go and tell the meritocratic forces as well and ask them to get in touch with Wild and work out what we're going to do about the, you know, army of robots up the hill.
Yes, let's get back up.
That's something that It's a word that Hamid knows because he spent quite a lot of time in the Czech Republic, where, of course, they use the word robot. It means servant.
That's
because they wouldn't have... Have robots otherwise.
No, I would say that would be weird. You know, they're automata. Learning. We've already established that.
Exactly. He's been learning. Sorry, he knows a bit of Czech because of that.
So are you heading to the meritocratic offices as a pair, or are you heading up, collecting, and going back down?
Oh, no, as a pair.
As a pair?
Yeah. It'll be quicker that way.
Okay.
Split the party three ways! No!
I'm going to accelerate time.
I'd like to just take a quick detour by the river so I can take these two rings and chuck them onto a random passing boat.
Are you sure about that, Bryn?
Highs or lows?
One that's going somewhere far away.
Highs or lows?
Low.
Yeah. You managed to catch a trader that's clearly full of local goods, and that means you know that they're heading far away. They're heading due Mediterranean. There was a moment where it's like, so up with... No, down... So yeah, you manage that, head to the meritocratic offices, and you are readily shown through. There is an issue of, like, it takes a little while for a guard to sort of come round, because, you know, it's all locked up for the night. But they show you in and then explain that it is important, but because of the timing, it's not even worth trying to raise people early, because it's, like, 4 a.m.-ish. They're like, by the time I've raised them, you know, they're all going to be here. Can you just wait for a bit?
All right.
We probably can't, to be honest. We need to get a message to Oscar Wilde. He was last at the meritocratic offices in Cairo.
Oh, Wilde?
Yeah.
Oh, I can go wake him.
Oh, get him.
Right now. Immediately. Toot sweet.
Sharpish.
So.
Do not give him time to prestidigitate. I want that hair crazy.
The guard jogs off. And then you hear the sound of approaching footsteps. You hear approaching footsteps stop. You hear a mutter. The sound of prestidigitation. And then you hear them finish walking down the stairs.
Gotta respect that.
Wilde sees you both, looks livid. Mm. He is staring daggers at both of you.
Morning!
Why do I have thousands of reams of goblin paperwork from Ratchet? Why is my office, well, someone's office, filled with what must take 20 years worth of administration to even begin to understand? What did you do?
We're uncovering a conspiracy.
We thought you'd have employees deal with it for you.
Yeah, but not...
We've got more.
Yes.
Great.
We've got like a whole bag of holding full of more paperwork. This one's ciphered.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. Great! Yeah. I'd invite you to my office, but I can't fit. He opens a side door. Step in.
Okay.
He closes the door. He sort of... tries to flick one of the lights, realises that the gas hasn't been working for ages.
Also, up the hill, there's an army of probably 1,000 robots, you know, ready-built simulacra.
Oh, my God.
Guarded by 12 manticore or similar creatures of pure evil.
He sits down.
They were in a guarded complex. We've taken out the guards, but currently there's just two people up there watching this entire thing.
It's a bad place.
We're going to go back up and help them out. Maybe send some help and a demolitions team or something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Oscar.
Very helpful.
You're right, we are doing good work. Nice of you to say so.
He's genuinely just...
Oh,
honestly, I'm speechless
also,
for the first
here's
time.
Here's a list of agents that Barrett Rackett had inside meritocratic forces. It may not be complete.
Just holds that.
Oh, yes, and the Cult of Hades may have infiltrated the meritocrats.
Yeah, turns out Cult of Hades exists after all. They're the squid wizard things that we've been dealing with for a while. They've been in our reports.
And they want to take over the world.
He loosens his impeccable tie. Okay.
We've been up all night. It's been a long day, if I'm honest, but we're going to get back to it. Thanks for your help.
I don't actually leave, but I really want to.
I'm going to cut to Grizzle and Sasha. So it's going to be powering on. I realise you're falling a bit out of sync. It's just, right. You know, these things happen. It's powering towards, I'd say, mid-morning. It has not been a suspiciously long time where you're worried, but nothing has happened. No one else has turned up. No movement from the manticores.
I'm going to look in the admin place for an office kitchen and see if anyone's left any sandwiches.
You find a completely rotten sandwich in the back of a cupboard because the place has been empty a while.
But how did the guards have...
Brought packed lunches. They all got blown up. If we just stabbed them normally, they'd have packed lunches on them, but no. Let's go fireball them.
I mean, that meat that's been outside has been in the sun for a long time. I wouldn't barbecue that.
It begins to smell.
I've got rations.
Oh, great. Well, I've got rations. I just wanted some actual...
Oh, yeah, but, you know, we can eat in Damascus, right?
Food.
Oh, also, well done for all of that. That's, you did... That was good. The whole Barrett thing.
Just sort of realised that it would be a bit too easy to be... like him.
Yeah.
You know, so... It's just... You got options, right?
Yeah, life's complicated, isn't it?
Got options.
Yeah. But no, you did, like, good job. I know you've been through a lot recently, so that was probably the last bit of big information just to suddenly literally teleport into your lap, so...
I've stopped being surprised by things.
Both of you give me a perception check?
That's an ironic point.
That's 21.
Mm-hmm.
That is 29.
The same Panama-clad individual appears, flanked by two people, waving a little white flag, going, hello! Hello!
Who are you?
And I'll end the episode there. Whoa, major character growth.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Oh, I love Sasha's speech to Barrett was incredible.
See, none of the audience gets to see Bryn. He does really good silent squee.
Yeah.
His hands sort of come together and you'll see him.
Anyone who watched me stream To the Moon the other day will have seen similar reactions on stream. So
I think
actually, if you lower the tone of the podcast, you can hear him squeeing.
Oh my god! I can't believe they did that. Oh my god!
It is too high for humans to hear. Bats, however, think it's adorable.
So whilst you play around with the audio to try and get that, we'll go away and come back next week with yet more adventure.
Woo!
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Everyone ready for a silence marker? For God's sake!
Come on!
What the fuck is she doing with her tongue?
You can't expect me not to laugh!
We did very well.
I've never seen such a big tongue. Is that bigger than my tongue? I've got it. Who's got a bigger tongue?
It's about the same.
Yeah, it's about the same.
But you're not the same size person, so it looks bigger.
So should we...
I suppose so.
Sorry. I don't think you can blame that on me.
Silence marker, 3, 2, 1. Oh, please, I didn't force you to.
Shut the
You were working with this person.
You should probably
What was the basis
that
of that arrangement?
I sucked on my lollipop in shock.
What the
Oh my god, there's a squiz.
Get it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.